Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The divisions among Georgia Republicans after the 2020 election are being laid bare at the party's annual convention. From member station WABE, Johnny Kaufman has more.
Governor Brian Kemp drew boos and jeers for his role certifying President Joe Biden's victory over former President Donald Trump. Kemp supporters tried to drown out the taunts, and Kemp pleaded for party harmony.
That is why we have to be united as well and move forward together to not only save the soul of our state, but the soul of our country.
Trump's conspiracy theories about the 2020 election dominated the convention. Despite the fact he led the state party during its biggest defeats in decades, activists picked current chair David Schaefer as chair of the Georgia GOP. Schaefer continues to question the accuracy of the election and secured Trump's endorsement. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman on Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Former President Trump speaks at the Republican convention in North Carolina tonight. A growing chorus in the UK is calling on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to postpone lifting COVID restrictions in 2 weeks. Phila Marks reports fears are growing about the fast-spreading variant first identified in India.
The head of Britain's hospital membership organization said an end to all social restrictions in late June would allow the new variant to spread even faster. The decision facing Boris Johnson's government was, he said, finely balanced. But an epidemiologist advising the government said the variant's higher transmissibility could cause a big number of hospitalizations.
Phila Marks reporting from London. Chicago has the country's second largest police department, and its superintendent says every officer will now be involved in community policing. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports it's an expansion of an effort to build trust between police and the city's residents.
Police Superintendent David Brown says this update of Chicago's community policing effort is an aggressive plan and the best way to fight crime. It creates a police athletic and arts league to engage youth and an expanded civil rights unit to hear from marginalized groups. Officers will get trained and be tasked to work as liaisons to LGBTQ communities, the homeless, and others.
It takes policing out of a silo into this larger community of collaboration to achieve the goals of safety.
Chicago has redoubled efforts at community policing since a federal consent decree calling for police department reforms was put into place 2 years ago. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
G7 finance ministers agreed to support a global minimum corporate tax of at least 15% in order to deter multinational companies from avoiding taxes by stashing profits in low-interest rate countries. The group, meeting in London, also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay tax in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. This is NPR. Much of the eastern half of the country is experiencing a heat wave this weekend. The warmer weather will amplify the sounds of billions of brood 10 cicadas taking over the area. NPR's Amy Held reports these bugs appear once every 17 years, crawling up from the ground to spawn in the trees.
From parts of the Midwest through the mid-Atlantic, the sounds of the cicadas are peaking, reaching decibels in the mid-90s. That's as loud as a subway or a motorcycle or a shouted conversation. Entomologist Gene Kritsky in Cincinnati says the trees have become chorusing centers.
And the males are singing in an effort to attract females.
All part of the mad rush to set up the next generation.
The females will lay her eggs shortly after mating, and they'll hatch in about 6 to 10 weeks, and then the nymphs will drop below the ground for the next 17 years.
Just a few more weeks until this brood quiets down again, reaching its end by the end of the month. Amy Held, NPR News.
Riders in this year's Philly Naked Bike Ride won't need clothing, but officials say masks will be required. Bikers usually gather in a park to strip off their clothes and paint their bodies before hopping back on those bikes. The reason for the ride? Promoting a positive body image while also protesting the dependence on fossil fuels in the United States. The 10-mile course ride, which travels around Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, and the famous museum steps featured in the movie Rocky, takes place August 28th. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.